Good morning to everyone. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 4 and in Matthew chapter 8, there is a short but very wonderful story of Jesus calming the storm. Both accounts of the story are very similar. Jesus and his disciples get in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and they then proceed to sail to the other side. Now later in the night, a bad storm came up, rain pouring, winds blowing, waves crashing. The disciples became frantic and afraid. Both accounts of the story have the disciples finding Jesus asleep during the midst of the storm. Both accounts have the disciples anxiously waking Jesus up. Both accounts, Jesus gets up, and with just a few short, calm words, he calms the storm. In both accounts, the disciples are amazed that Jesus is able to do this. Now, there are a couple of items contained in this story that should be noted. First of all, while the disciples were panicking, Jesus calmly sleeps. Jesus didn't get shook up by the storm. Now, there is a lesson for us here. During our storms of life, we may panic and get shook up. But Jesus is calm during all the turmoil. Jesus is steady through it all. Now, I want us to notice how the disciples woke Jesus up that time. In Matthew's account, it says the disciples woke Jesus up by saying, quote, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." It is worded a little differently in the Gospel of Mark. Mark's account says, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" They said, "Don't you care?" out of frustration and fear. Brethren, we've all been through some type of storm in our life. Financial storms, relationship storms, health storms. Many are literally going through real storms right now. Flooding, no running water, damaged property. Friends, during these storms, we too may be tempted to think, "Lord, don't you care?" But let us all remember and hold on to the words of Hebrews 13:5, where it says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." During whatever storm in life that we may experience, brethren, remember and hold on to this: Jesus is calm, Jesus is strong, and Jesus still cares. Amen.